So let's review. The perek begins by discussing the halacha of cheskes karkois, how one establishes proof of ownership of real property. As Rashi explains, im iru alav bayl merishayim v'zeimer mechartali v'avad shtari cheskasa me'elislay. If the last known owner protests and claims that he never sold the property, and the current occupant claims that he bought it but lost the document of sale, and he cannot produce witnesses that he bought it, he must bring witnesses that he occupied and used the property in its normal manner for a given period. This chazakah supports the occupant's claim and is sufficient proof that he is the current owner of this property. Zok the Mishnah, cheskes habatim, the chazakah of houses, v'abayris v'asichin v'ma'oris, and the various forms of water reservoirs, v'hashevachis v'amachutzayis, and the dovecots or bathhouses, u'beis habadim u'beis hashlochin v'avadim, and of olive presses, irrigated fields, or slaves, v'chol shu oisib peiris tadim, and any other properties which produce benefits continuously, their chazak is established for 3 entire years of continuous use. Regarding Beis HaShlochin, Rashi explains, since these fields contain a spring from which they are irrigated regularly, they yield produce continuously. Therefore, chazkasin shalashanim yem liyem. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues Sedei Habal, as Rashi explains, Hamistapkis b'mei gishamim eino isa peris ela pamachas b'shana. Since they depend on rainwater, they only produce 1 crop a year. Therefore, cheskasa shalashanim ve'eino meyem liyem. Their chazaka is established through harvesting 3 crops, even in the period of less than 3 years. The Mishnah proceeds to describe the necessary amount of time. The Gemara seeks its source for cheskas gemoshanim. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shemati Maholchi Usha Minayan Lechazaka Gimel Shanim Mishar Hamud. The Sanhedrin who resided in Usha said that it's derived from the laws of a goring ox. Mashar Hamud Kimish Nogich Gimel Negiches Novik Limecheskis Tam Vukam Limecheskis Muid. Just as an ox that gores 3 times loses its status of Tam, whose owner is only liable for half damages, and is now classified a Muid, whose owner is fully liable. Hachinami Kimin the Achla Tlash Nin Novik Limeches Meicher Vekaim Lebeches Lekech. Similarly, after 3 years of use, the property ceases to be the possession of the seller and is now the property of the buyer. The Gemara points out, however, Shar Hamuid, b'chi nagach shalosh negiches have a muid ad negiche revius lemechayev. Although an ox is classified a muid immediately after goring 3 times, nevertheless, its owner is not fully liable until it gores a 4th time, because kilei nagach may l'shalom. He has not yet committed an act as a muid for which to be liable. However, karka kiven to achle tlashnei kaimel abirshusei. As soon as he harvests 3 years of produce, the buyer establishes his ownership of the field, and there is no need for a 4th year. The Gemara explains several details of chazaka according to this interpretation. Kol chazaka she'ina matayna in the chazaka. If the original owner claims the field and the present occupant replies lo omerli adam davim eilam, I have never been challenged, but he does not make a claim of how he acquired this property, for example, you sold it to me or I inherited it from my father, this is not a valid chazaka, and the 3 years of usage does not remove the property from its previous owner, because dilma kedika amar hashta. The chazaka only works to support a valid claim. Therefore, ihu leitan anan litinle, if he does not submit a valid claim to ownership, we will not assume so based solely on this chazaka. Mecha shle befan of hava mecha. If the previous owner protests the present occupant's use of the property at any point within the 3 years, the chazaka is disqualified. Furthermore, he does not need to do so in the presence of the occupant. Although shar hamud befanav be'inan, an ox only becomes a muid if witnesses testify in front of its owner, however this is only because of a huid bebalav ksiv. The pasuk requires them to testify in his presence so that he can defend himself before becoming liable for damages. However, regarding a protest against a property, chavrach, chavr isle, b'chavr, the chavrach, chavr isle. We assume that such news spreads and the occupant became aware of the protest and should have been careful to retain proof of his ownership of the property. The remeya do'ama richik negiches of chayiv, kiriv negiches of lekolshken. An ox becomes a muid if it gored 3 times during 3 consecutive days. Remeya maintains that it certainly becomes a muid if it gored 3 times in a shorter period. However, if the occupant harvested 3 crops of the same field in 1 day, such as figs, which do not ripen all at once, it does not constitute a chazaka. This is because in the case of Shar Hamuid, be'idna de'isle ha'negicha less la'ha'negicha. Each goring, even if on the same day, is a separate event, and so they establish a pattern of goring. However, in the case of Te'ena, Be'ina, the Isla Haipera, the three crops overlap. And to establish a chazaka, he must harvest three crops that did not exist together. However, Achla Tlasa Peri Betlasa Yarchi Kigan Aspasta, if he harvests Aspasta crops, which mature in 30 days, for three consecutive months, the Rebbe Shmuel have a chazaka. The Holche Usha referred to Rebbe Shmuel, and he indeed holds this as a chazaka, as he says in the end of the Mishnah, Beste Ilan, Kanes is Tevuasli, Umasi Gezesa, but Kanes is Kaitse, Hare Elu Gimel Shanam. Harvesting three different crops simultaneously constitutes a chazaka. However, the Rabbanan lo have a chazaka. The Rabbanan disagree and maintain this does not constitute a chazaka. Clearly, they do not derive this law from Shehamud. If so, the Rabbanan mai, what is their source for Cheskes Gimoshanim? The Gemara suggests an alternate source. The Pasuk says, Sadeis bekesef yiknu, bekasef besefer v'chasim. Yirmiyah HaNavi told the people to safeguard the documents of their purchases of real property. And the Gemara explains, Navi oimid be'eser u'mazral achas asare. He warned them about the exile, which would take place after the following year. Therefore, they would only use their fields for the next 2 years, failing to establish a chazaka, and would need their documents as proof. However, the Gemara argues, Dilma hasim etzet teva kamashmalan. Perhaps the Navi was only offering good advice to retain their documents so that they do not need to rely on finding witnesses to testify to their chazaka. And the Gemara brings support for this explanation. Teida d'chsiv v'nasatim b'klicheris l'man yamdu yamim rabim. The Navi also told them to preserve their documents in earthenware vessels. Clearly, Eitzatevi Kamash Malan, he was offering good advice. The Gemara in the next daf will bring alternate sources for Cheskes Gimel Shanah.